And I want you to get your Bible and open it to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Amen. And verse 1. If y'all can put down the screen, that'll be just fantastic. And I will be doing this reading from this particular passage of scripture from the Amplified version of the Bible. Amen. 2 Corinthians. If you got the King James, just follow along with us. But this is the 8th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Chapter 8. I want to talk about God's grace and giving has made it profitable for each member of the body of Christ. God's grace in giving. See, some people find it's a burden to give. Some find themselves with little to give. Some find themselves sometimes with nothing to give. But the God grace in giving has made it possible or profitable for each member of the body of Christ. Sometimes people will offering is given, and somebody say, "I don't have anything to give." There have been few to almost none time that when it was time for me to give, the offering plate would pass, that I didn't have something to give. I learned that giving is a lifestyle. Amen. And many have not gotten a revelation. And that's what we are going to do this morning, bring some more light in the blessing of giving what God has done. The limitation that many find themselves in has been removed. We've got to get the revelation of it. Amen. So, in Paul's letter writing to the church, to the Corinthian believers, there were some in Macedonia and also a chair got involved in giving. But let's read this, and because we want you to see from the Word of God that God's grace in giving have made it profitable. So many times we don't see giving as being profitable. We receive, many once have found themselves hanging around on the other end of handouts. If you live on handouts, you always be out. But if you learn the secret of giving and the power of giving, then you'll never be without resources. Hallelujah. So why is it possible? Well, let me read this account here in Acts 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and also 9. And listen to it real closely as I read it from the Amplified Bible. We want
to tell you further, brethren, about the grace.
He says what we're talking about, God's grace and giving. The favor and spiritual blessing of God, which has been evidenced in the churches of Macedonia. So this is evidence in the churches in Macedonia. We can say, I could pause and say, here's evidence in the church here in Christian Fellowship. I remember the first Sunday service and the first time we started, the first few years. And including myself, we were rich, but yet we looked like we were so poor. We couldn't hardly sit up and pay attention. And that's, and y'all laughing, but that was the truth. Some of us, we had to bail wire our parts on the car to get it to stay together so we could. It's just a lot of things going on. But in operating in this principle of grace, this grace, it have changed my life. My wife and I, our lives have been changed, and I'm sure that many of you can testify the same. Amen. So this church here were in which you'll find out they was in what you would call dying poverty. I mean, they were at a level of poverty you couldn't go any lower. They was at about the lowest level of poverty. And I want to show you what they did in the midst of it. So it says, I start over, said, we want to tell you further, brethren, about the grace. That's what we've been talking about. The favor and the spiritual blessing of God, which has been evidenced in the churches of Macedonia, arousing in them the desire to give in or give money. I wonder if we got anybody here that is arousing you to give some money this morning. Lord, do that to me all the time. I don't have to wait till I get inside of a church building. Amen. He aroused me to give money. Amen. It's hardly a day go by that I don't give something. Hallelujah. So how did that happen? Grace. You'll see in a minute. He said, for in the midst of an ordeal of severe tribulation, let me see that I do that right. Their abundance of joy and the deep what? Depths of what? And their depths of poverty together has what? Have overflowed in what? Oh, Lord Jesus, now. Let me read that again. He said, in the midst of their ordeal, a severe what? You know what severe is? You know, you can have a little trouble, but he said severe. Severe tribulation, abundance of, out of that their abundance of joy and their depths of what? Poverty together has what? Overflowed in what? Wealth of a lavish generosity on their part. Woo. They was in deep in the depths of their poverty. I mean, that's way down. I was in a service once at Rhema, and Brother Hagin, I believe it, brother, it was him, Dad Hagin, was sharing about the time that he said he was talking about how in that situation he was at the bottom of the barrel. And I thought to myself, that's pretty low, but I said, I was up under the barrel. When you get that low, that's as low as you can go. The barrel, if you're in the barrel, you know. But the barrel's on you. You got a double whammy there. Amen.